Health Sciences North reported there are 32 active COVID-19 patients in the hospital, with three of them in the intensive care unit for January 12. Across Ontario on Wednesday, there were 486 COVID patients in intensive care units. Also on Wednesday, Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, reported 141 new COVID-19 cases. No new deaths were reported. The health unit is also reporting there are now 993 active cases that are being monitored locally. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 22 months ago, there have been 7,344 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 6,351 of those cases are now resolved. There are also several active outbreaks in Greater Sudbury at long-term care homes and at the hospital. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 128 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 6 new cases in the Rural Sudbury District and 7 new cases for the Manitoulin District. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 8 new cases linked to outbreaks, 13 new cases associated with close contact of a confirmed case, 11 new cases with no known epidemiological link, 28 cases with information missing, and an additional 81 cases that are under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 2,658 total cases, an increase of 58 cases. The next highest number was 1,796 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 37. There were also 1,781 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 14. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 833 cases total, an increase of 20. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 276 cases, an increase of 12. There was no change in the not specified category, which has 0 cases. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 362,464 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 491 tests in the past 24 hours. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 77.1% of all people in the PHSD area. Public Health is also reporting new outbreaks occurring at the Christian Horizons Congregate Living Facility and at the south wing of the Maison McCulloch Hospice. There are also outbreaks at the hospital, and at several long-term care homes and congregate living homes in the city. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 32 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. 3 of those patients were in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 23 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said none of the 23 patients were admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. HSN has also reported 7 past positives for COVID-19, patients who no longer have the disease. None of those patients were in the ICU. There are still 2 active COVID-19 outbreaks at the hospital, 4th floor, South Tower, as of Jan.3, and 6th floor, North Tower, as of Jan.8. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 9,783 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. This includes 486 COVID patients in intensive care. Also today, the province reported 46 new COVID-19 deaths.